All right, welcome everybody to our session this morning. And like us to practice something that has been a very central theme of my own practice and my teachings for many years. First came across this when I did my first Vipassana course when I was about 16 years old. There's a practice called Maitri, of sending loving wishes to all. And later on, I got to learn more about this practice. It is one of the four Brahma Viharas. The four Brahma Viharas are Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, and Upeksha. So, some of the deepest meditations I've had have been of the Brahma Viharas. And some of you, I think even on this call, have attended retreats with me. We've actually had full Brahma Vihara retreats. So I'm very happy to share this practice with you this morning. I'm going to be going through all the four Brahma Viharas. I'll just spend a few minutes explaining what the Brahma Viharas are, and then we'll get into the practice. So, first of all, Brahma Vihar, the word Brahma, is the highest being in the order of beings. And this comes both from the Hindu tradition as well as the Buddhist tradition. And the Brahma does not abide in a physical body. The Brahma Vihar. Vihar means an abode or a place to stay. So physical beings like us need physical homes with four walls. But a divine being like a Brahma abides in qualities. And what are the four qualities in which the Brahma abides? Infinite loving kindness, Maitri. Infinite compassion, Karuna. Infinite appreciative joy, mudita, and infinite equanimity, upeksha. Maitri, karuna, mudita, and upeksha. These are the four qualities. Now, we all have these qualities. We all have a sense of maitri, loving friendliness. It typically extends to our family, our close friends, the acquaintances we have. We all have compassion. We all have appreciative joy. We all have a measure of equanimity. It typically extends to people close to us. But the Brahma Vihara is a little different. It goes beyond that. And it goes beyond these boundaries. So the practice of the Brahma Viharas is really cultivating these four beautiful states. Ananta Maitri, Ananta Karuna, Ananta Mudita, Ananta Upeksha. Which just means making them boundless, making them limitless. And any effort made in this practice brings us incredible, amazing blessings. And some of the examples of the blessing, the Buddha says, you sleep peacefully, you have pleasant dreams, you wake up with a smile, you are dear to human beings, you're even dear to non-human beings. Then Buddha says, as you develop these practices even further, poisons don't affect you, fire doesn't affect you, weapons don't affect you. It's like you have an invisible force field around you. It's almost like Star Wars or something. And then even beyond that, when death is approaching, your mind is calm and unconfused. And you die peacefully, and then even your future existence, you have only one of two destinations. Either you're liberated from the cycle of birth and death, or you're born in the Brahma realm, where you finish off whatever practice you have to do, and from there you are liberated. These are very powerful blessings, even the most simple ones of being able to sleep peacefully. So many people can't even sleep peacefully, right? So with this quick introduction, let us now get into our practice. I'm going to be just a quick, in the first few minutes, just centering and stabilizing. And then from there, we'll spend a few minutes on each of the four Brahma Viharas. So let us begin. Sit comfortably. I'd like you to close your eyes. Gentle smile on the face. Just grateful for this time with yourself, learning something beautiful. Breathing from the belly. Adjusting your posture so it's really straight, really comfortable, but not tense. Meditation is a beautiful balance of relaxation and alertness. And just take in this moment in its entirety. Accept how you're feeling. Accept any unfinished business. We'll deal with it at the right time. Bring your attention to the breath. We'll practice the four Brahmaviharas one by one. We'll breathe with them. We'll feel into them until they just are a simple way of being. We'll think it till we feel it, and we feel it till we become it, we are it. So starting with Maitri Brahmavihar, loving kindness for ourselves. So wishing ourselves happiness, may I be happy. May I be happy. May I be truly happy. May I be happy for good reasons, healthy reasons, wholesome reasons. And may I be happy for no reason. So a sense of loving friendship, loving kindness towards oneself. No matter what we've done, no matter what we've left undone, unfinished, we are worthy of happiness. Nothing takes away that worthiness. Mera mangal ho, mera mangal ho. May I be truly happy. And then we gently shift our attention. Think of someone in your family or someone's a friend of yours. May you be happy. Just take one person as an example. That person represents all your family, all your friends. And as you focus on this person, may you be happy. May you be truly happy. May you be happy for a good reason. For a wholesome reason. May you be happy for no reason. You deserve to be happy. No matter what you've done or left undone, you're worthy of happiness. You're worthy of true happiness. in case the mind gets distracted, just come back to what we're doing. And just directing thoughts of loving kindness, maitri, towards this person in your life. A stream of thoughts, a stream of good wishes from your heart to their heart. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be truly happy. All beings, near and far, human and non-human, known and unknown, visible or invisible, sabka mangal ho, may all beings be happy for a good reason, for a wholesome reason, and may they be happy for no reason. The happiness of being. That most natural happiness, which is available when the mind is not fluctuating. And let your wish become infinite, infinite, boundaryless, borderless, infinite. Don't just think these thoughts, begin to feel them. Your whole being is vibrating with maitri. Beautiful. We gently shift to the second Brahmavihara. Karuna, compassion. The wish that beings be free from suffering. And the first being is yourself. So we are all having our own peculiar kinds of suffering. Mental suffering, emotional suffering. And then whatever physical aches and pains and diseases we have, we add to that our resistance, our fear, and that creates suffering. So starting with yourself, may I be free from suffering. May I be truly free from suffering. May I be completely free from all suffering. I deserve to be free from suffering. Karuna Brahmavihar, compassion, infinite compassion towards yourself, towards oneself. It's like a soothing balm that you apply on this body and mind. And now expanding this, think of someone in your life, a friend, a family member, someone who's struggling with certain aspects of life. And as you think of any one such person in your life, may you be free from suffering. May you be free from suffering. You deserve to be free from suffering. May you be completely free from suffering. And we think it till we feel it. We feel this compassion. Even if it's just a micro moment of compassion, we have to start somewhere. And then moment after moment, a stream of compassion, a river of compassion, flowing from our heart to their heart. And expanding further, may all beings be free from suffering. All beings, known and unknown, near and far, seen and unseen, human and non-human, large and small, all beings in all directions. May all beings be free from suffering. Ananta Karuna, infinite compassion. This is our beautiful wish. And let your whole being vibrate at the frequency of compassion. And let's come to the third Brahmavihara, Mudita Brahmavihara, rejoicing in the happiness of others, starting with yourself. I rejoice in my own good fortune. All the ways in which I'm well taken care of, good health, comforts of living, family and friends, a good reputation. I'm grateful and I rejoice. Rejoicing in one's own good fortune. Mudita Brahmavihar, appreciative joy. Not taking it for granted, not dismissing it, appreciating it. I'm filled with appreciative joy for my own good fortune. And this appreciative joy expands. And it becomes infinite, infinite. People are sometimes unfamiliar with rejoicing in their own happiness, in their own good fortune. It's actually a beautiful quality. Because a lot of people feel guilty about their own good fortune. Appreciative joy. And now we go to someone in your life, could be a family member or a friend, who seems to be doing quite well in different ways. And as you think of this friend or family member, I rejoice in your good fortune. May you have even more good fortune. Your happiness is my happiness. Your enthusiasm is my enthusiasm. Mudita is the opposite of jealousy. It's rejoicing. It's feeling their happiness as our happiness. I wish you even more good fortune, abundance of all kinds, abundance of happiness. Abundance of health. And now expanding to all beings, near and far, known and unknown, human and non-human, visible and invisible, large and small, all beings. I rejoice in your good fortune. I rejoice in your good fortune. May you have even more good fortune. Your happiness is my happiness. Ananta mudita, infinite appreciative joy. Think it till you feel it. Feel it till you become it. And we come to the fourth and last Brahma Vihara, Upeksha Brahma Vihara. Upeksha in present language means indifference, but in the ancient language it meant equanimity, balance of mind. It's not indifference, it means not being affected by the ups and downs of life, keeping a balanced mind, a balanced heart. This too shall pass. Things arise, things pass away. I am like the sky. Everything else is weather. So starting with yourself, can you recognize that in some ways it is true? You are the sky. And all these passing experiences, praise and blame, pleasure and pain, gain and loss, fame and obscurity, all these winds of life will blow, but you remain as the sky. the eternal witness. You are like the mirror on which everything is reflected. None of the reflections ever affect you. Recognizing your sky-like nature, Upeksha Brahma Vihar, perfect equanimity, perfect balance of mind in all the ups and downs of life. Money comes and money goes. Praise comes and praise goes. Disease comes and disease goes. Harmonious relationships and sometimes disharmony. Perfect equanimity. Stitha Pragya, unshaken by the vicissitudes of life. I am the sky. Everything else is weather. And also, wishing the same for others. You are like the sky. You are the sky. And all these changes in your life are just temporary. They are like the weather. Recognizing that each one of us has this capacity of sky-like equanimity, upeksha. And all beings, near and far, known and unknown, human and non-human, in all directions, all beings, may they wake up to their sky-like nature, perfect equanimity. Wishing them perfect equanimity, the happiness of being. This is actually true happiness. Putta saloka dhammehi chittang yasana kampati asokang virajang khemang etang mangalamuttamang. When the Buddha describes all the blessings of life, he says this is the ultimate blessing. The ups and downs of life. Your mind is not shaken. Your mind is not troubled. Your mind doesn't get feverish. It remains stainless, remains secure, remains stable. Etang mangalam uttamang. This is the highest blessing of all blessings. And I'll complete today's practice with a beautiful Pali chant. So just continue in this beautiful equanimity and enjoy this chant on the four Brahma Viharas. Metta sahagatena chetasa ekang disang paritva viharati tatha dutiyang tatha tatiyang tatha chatuthang Idi uttamado tiriyang sambati sabba tathaya sabba vantang lokang metta sahagatena chetasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena abhayapachena paritva viharati. Karuna sahagatena chetasa ekang disang paritva viharati tatha dutiyang tatha tatiyang tatha chatuthang idi uttamado tiriyang sambati sambha tathaya sambha vantang lokang. Karuna sahagatena chetasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena abhayapachena paritva viharati. Upamanena averena abhyapachena paritva viharati. Mudita sahagatena cetasa ekam disam paritva viharati. Tatha dutiyam, tatha tatiyam, tatha chatuttham idiyuttamado tiriyam. Sambati sambha tathaya sambha vantam lokam. Mudita sahagatena cetasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena abhayapajena paritva viharati. Upekkha sahagatena cetasa ekam disam paritva viharati. Tatha dutiyam, tatha tatiyam, tatha chatuttham idiyuttamado tiriyam. Sambati sambha tathaya sambha vantam lokam. Upekkha sahagatena cetasa vipulena mahagatena appamanena averena abhayapachena paritva viharati ti. दुखी देख मन करुणा जागे ऐसा ब्रह्म विहार हो. सुखी देख मन मुदिता जागे ऐसा ब्रह्म विहार हो. सबके प्रति मैत्री जागे ऐसा ब्रह्म विहार हो. हर स्थिति में उपेक्षा रहे ऐसा ब्रह्म विहार हो. ऐसा ब्रह्म विहार. May these four Brahmaviharas develop and grow in our life naturally. And when suffering arises, may compassion arise. When you see someone doing well, who's happy, who's prospering, may mudita, appreciative joy, arise. Whoever you meet, may a sense of loving kindness arise. And in all life situations, equanimity, a balanced mind, may that be your foundation. With this, we will all take a deep breath. And keeping your inner balance, these beautiful inner mind states. If you like, you can rub your palms together. Bring them over your eyes. Wonderful, you can open your eyes. If anybody has any questions, please put them down. So today's practice, we explored the four Brahmaviharas, Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upeksha. On the course platform, I'll also share a little PDF which further explains each of these. And it begins with thinking about them, but eventually you want to feel it. And then you build the feeling, build the feeling, build the feeling. It just builds on itself and it becomes infinite, boundless, limitless. And little by little, these Brahmaviharas start coming into your life and they take on a beauty of their own, because ultimately, the quality of our life is not really the quality of our circumstances. That's what we're conditioned to believe. Yes, circumstances are important, but the quality of our life is the quality of our consciousness. So if you're grateful, if you're mindful, if you're compassionate, if you're kind, if you're rejoicing, if you're appreciative, despite outwardly unfavorable circumstances, you can be in a very beautiful heavenly place. And sometimes outwardly circumstances are very nice, but we're in a state of expectation and discontentment and comparison and feeling not good enough. And then, as we know, that doesn't satisfy us. Abhimanyu says, there was a beautiful quote by Khalil Gibran, a boundless drop in a boundless ocean. Be. Today I got a beautiful taste of it. Lovely, Abhimanyu, thank you. All right. So, Shubhra raised her hand. Yeah, Shubhra, go ahead. You want to ask something? Lalita says the quality of our life is the quality of our consciousness. Yes, that's very true. Question. If ignorance is bliss, then knowing is what? I don't think ignorance is bliss. It's like saying being in a coma is bliss. Is being in a coma bliss? I'm not sure being in a coma is bliss. So, fully feeling what we are feeling, being fully attentive. In our practice, what will happen is our sensitivity and our equanimity have to keep pace. The reason it appears that ignorance is bliss is because our sensitivity is out of pace with our equanimity, and we get overwhelmed. So you open your heart to the world. Oh, there's so much suffering in the world. Oh my God, ignorance is bliss. But as your compassion keeps pace with it, as your equanimity keeps pace with it, and life is not so clean, right? It's a little messy. That's how growth is messy. So your sensitivity will grow more than your equanimity sometimes. Or sometimes your wisdom will outpace your compassion. So you can kind of get indifferent. Mentally, you just check out there. It's all fine. So the two wings of this bird, wisdom and compassion. Right? Wisdom is understanding the nature of things, and compassion is keeping an open heart at the same time. So ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is like a coma. You're living in a little bubble. Sooner or later, that bubble will burst. Yeah, knowing is bliss. Knowing is bliss. Knowing that there is knowing going on. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat. Sat is truth. What is the truth? I am is the most basic truth. Everything else is debatable truth, but the most basic truth is I am. You cannot debate it. It doesn't need to be debated. It's self-evident. I am. Chit, to be conscious that I am. To be conscious that I am. This is Ananda. This is bliss. Knowing is bliss. I cried, no idea why. No joy, just cathartic. Maybe sad. It just started during the practice. Maybe I was distracted. No question, just observation. Thank you for sharing. Minu says, thank you for the wonderful experience. The first meditation in which I didn't sleep. Very good. Thank you, Minu. And Shivangi says, I understand Mangal Maitri better now. Very nice. And Shubhra says, live meditation after a long time. It was wonderful. Thank you, Shubhra. And Sunita says, knowing you is being out of ignorance. All right. Great. Thank you, everybody, for joining today's call. Let's make a nice Mayurma. Good wishes for all. Mayurma. All right, stay safe, be well, and the Brahma Viharas, may they protect you from all possible pain and suffering, including all possible viruses. May you be healthy, may you be well.